السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we spoke about the grand entrance that the people who will be destined for Jannah will get upon the arrival in Jannah. Obviously, people will be entering Jannah in the billions. And we explained how great the distance is between one door panel and the other panel of the same door in Jannah, the distance of a journey of 70 years, and that people will enter in a united way, holding each other's hands, happy with each other, everyone having a comfortable entrance, no jostling, no shoving, no pushing. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. If you have taqwa, then you will be brought to Jannah. And this is the month to develop and to enhance your taqwa. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. When you will come, the doors will be open. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. And the doorkeepers will say, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Imagine the doorkeepers of Jannah making salam for you. طِبْتُمْ. You have done well. Well done. You know, in this world you achieve something and someone says to you, well done, you feel nice. Imagine, you have done well at the test of life. فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Now enter into Jannah forever. This is an entrance after which there will be no exit. I explained yesterday there are 8 doors to Jannah. The door of fasting, the door of prayer, the door of charity. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah, is there anyone who will be called from all 8 doors? And the Nabi of Allah said, Abu Bakr, yes they will. And I hope that you would be from amongst them. So we should strive to be from amongst those who excel on multiple fronts. So every door of the 8 doors of Jannah will be calling us and saying, enter Jannah through me, enter Jannah through me. Now, when you enter Jannah, how old will you be? 33 years, in the prime of life. Hairless, beardless, with kuhl and surma in your eyes. Fair in complexion. The height of Adam alayhi salam, 60 cubits. I was checking, they say one cubit is about 0.4 meters. So 25 to 30 meters in height, 7 cubits in width or breadth. And this is the remarkable thing. Allah says in this world, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min da'f. You created small and weak. Thumma ja'ala min ba'di da'fin quwwa. Then you become strong. But after the strength of the prime of your life, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. Then life comes full circle. You started off in nappies, you end off in nappies. You couldn't get off the bed when you were a toddler, now you can't get off the bed when you're in old age. Even the most beautiful of women, when they age, you're like, hey, how come once upon a time people used to say she's beautiful? What happened here? Father time caught up. But in Jannah, forever and ever, you remain 33 years of age, 60 cubits in height, 70 cubits in breadth. No hair. Don't have to worry about plucking or shaving or trimming. No hair on the head, no hair on the beard. Kuhl permanently in the eyes. Why? Why will you be granted such a big physique in Jannah? The scholars have written so that you can get greater pleasure in the delights of Jannah. You'll have a bigger body so that you can enjoy the pleasures of Jannah to a greater extent. How do we earn Jannah? Simple steps. Yesterday we said, based on a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that keep the masjid clean. Firstly, don't do anything too dirty. The masjid, the wudu khana, the bathroom facilities, the surrounds of the masjid. Secondly, you see something, pick it up, clean it up. It could be your ticket to Jannah. Today, I want to discuss another easy step to Jannah. speaking courteously. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليسمت. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you truly believe in Allah and the last day, say something good, otherwise zip it. Keep quiet. If you don't have something good to say, keep quiet. Don't be a grumpy chacha. Every issue, every day, you leave the masjid, you're griping about this, you're griping about that, you've got this issue, that issue. Whenever you meet somebody, you're negative, only speaking negative things, only complaints coming out of your mouth. No, no, no. That's not the behavior of a Muslim. Be positive. At times, obviously, there are issues to be raised, you raise it. However, when you speak to people courteously, even if you need to raise the issue, even if you need to say something negative, but you can say it in a positive way. And if you speak courteously, if you have a good word to say to people, then that is part of the list of things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a lengthy hadith, he spoke about houses that are so beautiful that from outside you can see the inside and from inside you can see the outside. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, for whom are these houses reserved? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a few categories of people which we will discuss in the coming days. And the first of these categories of people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who speak courteously, who have a good word to say. May Allah make us from amongst them. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا